Hello, Roy Perrett. How are you? You are a man of many hats.
Many hats?
Many hats. You wear many hats in many different roles.
They say, we need head. Hats, there's plenty.
What does that mean?
Oh, well.
Roy.
Yeah, yes.
This is a family radio station. We don't talk like that.
Why?
We don't talk like that. Okay, so can we?
You know what? You're worse than me. I'm so sorry.
What do you mean? What did you mean? Tell me what you meant. And then we're going to talk about dirty water. We're going to talk about dirty things in the bowl. Okay, so you're the chairman of the Mariners Association.
No. I'm the chairman of the Riviera Aquatic Club. I've been a chairman for Riviera Aquatic Club, I think 5 years now, 4 years, somewhere in there.
Yes.
And I've been on the committee of the Riviera Aquatic Club for many, many years.
People have been sending me these videos of how bad the water quality is. The fish are dying.
The fish are dying. But it was like this. So I was this weekend at the river and at the Val catchment, which is 50 kilometers. It's 50 kilometers of river. It's the most beautiful. You can call it a sanctuary as well because they've got a lot of bird life there. And, it's a beautiful area where the rainwater board at the time, of the time, right now it's a bit rainwater, used to pump water for the whole Gauteng area. And, we're drinking this water.
Yeah.
You know, and over and above that, it was dedicated for water sports. And it's just a beautiful place, you know, so it's from.
As in like skiing and slalom.
Skiing and stuff.
That's what we do.
That's our club is specializing in skiing. I'm not specializing. I mean, we motivate skiers and we motivate stuff like that. So, and, it's around since 1954. So we've been around for a long time.
Wow.
From 64 years. Yeah. 64 years. And, it's actually the most prominent club on the whole river catchment area.
Okay, but if you're getting into the water for skiing purposes,
right now in front of our club, there's the E. coli count is 26,000, when the maximum allowed is 400. So just to let you understand.
Where is the fecal matter coming from? Where's the E. coli coming from?
In our area, the one I see is very, very close to the, actually very, very close to us. There's a pump that always stops and always a problem. It's in between our club to, the Riviera, what used to be the Riviera Hotel.
Yes.
Right now they call it the Bon Hotel. So in that area, there's a lot of spillage, and I think that's where we get our high E. coli count.
But where is it acceptable for them to be emptying raw sewage into the Vaal?
All right. When I was at the time, look, let's talk like this. Let's say that.
But like there's people there, Roy. How is that acceptable?
No, it's not acceptable. It's not acceptable in any measures. It's not acceptable in any way. And we have to protect our waters. I mean, this is the main thing. It's a source of life. You cannot contaminate it. And
exactly. I mean, there's fish, there's wildlife, there's birds,
there's people.
So
we are people. Without water, we cannot survive.
Right. Without skiing, we can. But
yeah.
the thing is that you get into the water to ski and you're dealing with E. coli counts of 26,000.
26,000, it's not so bad. I mean.
And that's ppm, that's parts per million.
Yeah. I mean, look, the acceptable one is
400.
It's not really acceptable. It's like, that's the limit.
Is that like your maximum that you're allowed?
You can go to, everybody can go into a site called Reservoir, www.reservoir.co.za. And they can see the rainfall, and they can see the quality of the water and the drinking water. And at the bottom of the right hand side, you'll find the readings, the weekly readings. So let's just open here the barrage catchment area on the 25th of July. So the 25th of July, if you're looking only at the E. coli count at the station number 3, it's 19,350. At station 4, which is our club, at 26,600. Then after us is 31, which is acceptable, and 4, it's acceptable. But if you're looking at number 9, station number 9, which is the Loch Vaal, it's 218,700. Ridiculous. You say ridiculous. 218,000.
Right.
That meaning it's a fecal matter in the water next to you.
Who's not doing their jobs?
The Mfulani. I'm Mfulani Town Council. They don't do the job.
Why?
I think, you know, without, you know, I'm controversial, so I don't care. They stole the money. They gave them money.
Corruption.
Yeah. They gave them the money. I know they gave them the money, and they fired that particular mayor. And, I know he was sued and whatever. It's just gone. They put a new mayor that stole the other money. And in 2013, from 2013 to 2017, they're busy drawing new plans, what to do with the sewerage. And it cost them up to now 75 million rands, and nothing happened. Right now, everybody knows that Fuleni Town Council is under
administration.
Yeah. And because being under administration, and they don't have money. They
what
properly don't
have
money.
What province does it fall under? Free State?
No, it's Gauteng. Gauteng.
Is it Gauteng?
Yes.
South of Gauteng.
It's unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. It's our drinking water. It's our water. You remember what happened in Cape Town? They didn't have water.
Yes.
So we don't have water, drinking water. Ridiculous.
This is highly upsetting, but hopefully highly upsetting. Enough people have heard about it, and I need to follow this up with the mayor.
All right. Let me tell you, first of all, yes, you have to. And I think Mr. Mashaba can do something about it because he's doing good things.
He's the mayor.
No,
he runs his province like a business.
No, it's not province. He's running only Johannesburg.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, Johannesburg like a business. Yeah.
I don't know who the new mayor is in the Val, but it used to be Simon Fukeng. Yeah. You remember he was ousted after that sexual what scandal.
Was that before or after he took the money?
In between.
While he was taking the money.
While he was taking the money.
All the lifestyle. Okay, so let's firstly all support lifestyle audits.
It is quite ridiculous what's happening, and no one is being sued, no one is, I mean, somebody must be brought up to book with this, ridiculous.
People who are not doing their jobs need to be held accountable for them. Mm. They have to be accountable for them.
I remember the rent water.
And the people who employ people who don't do their jobs should be held accountable for that too.
100%. So who is accountable for? The Premier of Gauteng and the ANC government.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You must fix it.
100%.
Because here's the thing is that when you are in a position of leadership, you are not served by the people. You are there to serve the people. And if it means getting down and dirty, you got to do that.
If someone is doing wrong at your station, you to blame.
Exactly.
Somebody is giving bad service, I'm to blame.
Exactly.
In my business,
that's
I'm to blame.
That's where the buck stops.
Exactly. So right now, it was Zuma, now it's Ramaphosa.
Right. Roy,
right.
We look forward to hearing
now what I'm going to talk. I'm going to continue talking about it in my show. So if you like to.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I certainly will. I'm actually going to go home and get some.
Medication.
Some more medication, yeah. Ms. Corbell actually says Kathy is having way too much fun. Actually, Kathy has had way too much medication. I've had more Carenza C today than is actually
that's
healthy.
That's having fun, kind of thing, yeah. Joy then, juices, call it, yeah.
And then Bro Sazi, hello Bro Sazi, nice to hear from you, says, I love your radio station. Well, you know what? Our radio station loves you. That's all I can say. Roy Perez, thank you so much. Porn Stars coming up next. What you got today?
So I'm going to talk about the Val Barrage Reservoir. I want you to prepare. Our WhatsApp lines are not on, yes? They're not on.
No, and that's not us. It's WhatsApp. It's the WhatsApp platform.
So don't forget 34519, guys.
Or Telegram.
061-895-1019. Yeah, because
Telegram,
that's the app that
ISIS has used.
Oh. All right. So let's use what they use. And I want you to do for us this time, if you can... give us some funny insults. We're going to collect funny insults from all over, and let's air them.
Insults aren't funny, you know.
Yeah, there's some great insults.
Sticks and stones, you know, words hurt.